Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
That is a little bit of the music from the film Pina, today's Oscar-nominated documentary. All week, we're ending the show by speaking with the creators of the five Oscar-nominated documentaries. Today, I'm joined by Wim Wenders, who directed Pina, a long-planned film done in 3D about the dance innovator Pina Bausch, who died just before the filming began. Wim Wenders is the director of the acclaimed films Wings of Desire, Paris, Texas, Buena Vista Social Club, and many others, as many of you know. Wim Wenders, welcome back to WNYC. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, welcome, Brian. Glad to be with you.
As you put it, the film is for Pina Bausch, not about her. But tell us a little bit about her and her company, Tanztheater Wuppertal, and why you wanted to make this film and did it even after her unexpected death in 2009.
I was utterly touched by Pina's art, and I wasn't into dance at all. I was not at all a dance aficionado. When I saw my first piece by Pina, she blew me away, and I realized that this was very different from ballet or from modern dance, and that this was very emotional and direct and from life and about life and existential. And I got to know her. And we became very good friends, and she became sort of the older sister I never had. And eventually we started talking about a movie. And that remained talk for 20 years because I just couldn't figure out how to put this splendor on a screen, and because I didn't know what my craft could do to capture it on a two-dimensional screen.
And what did you finally decide that it could do?
I saw my first film in 3D 4 or 5 years ago, and I realized that was the new language, and that was a language with a real affinity to dance, because it allowed us for the first time as filmmakers to have access to space. And space until then in movies was just fiction. But now we could use it as an element of filmmaking. And that's when Pina and I together decided to make that film and prepared it for 2 years, and were almost ready to go and shoot when she very tragically died, really from one day to another.
Do you think 3D is used primarily as a gimmick, but that you found a way to use it as a tool?
Very much so. When I first saw it, it was used as a gimmick, but I saw the potential and I saw the affinity to dance. And the next couple of years, all the films I saw were strictly effect-driven, but I thought there must be a different kind of 3D behind it, a very natural one that corresponds to our two eyes and to how we see, and that's how we tried to film the movie.
Tanztheater, or dance theater, was the name of the company and became the name of her style of dance. Do you want to talk about that hybrid of dance and theater?
Yeah, it's neither ballet nor theater. It's really in between, and her dancers are also actors, and there is something like plays or linear plays, although Pina never called it plays, only pieces, because it's really somewhere in the middle, and it's about life, and it's about how we feel and who we are and how we communicate to one another through our most original language, our body language. And Pina knew so much about that body language. You see, as film directors, we always fancy we know that because we have actors in front of our cameras and we tell them what to do. But when you watch Pina and see the mastery that she sort of was able to decipher that body language, it makes us film directors look like illiterates.
I got the sense that she was very comfortable with not knowing, trusting that order would come from the chaos of creating. I got that sense when I saw her company at BAM, and in the clips of the film that I've seen. Did you emulate that in making the movie?
I think so. I mean, the dancers speak very openly and freely about how Pina worked and how much she left them in the dark sometimes, and how much she just wanted them to find who they were all about, because Pina's Tanztheater is not based on characters like all theater. There's characters on stage. Pina's Tanztheater is based on these dancers exposing themselves as much as possible and being themselves on stage, almost naked, almost reduced to who they really are. And that's what you wanted to bring out.
So you can't quite do that in film because it's not live and you have the luxury of editing. But I've read that you spent a lot of time editing. So was the shooting itself kind of catch-as-catch-can and the art was in the editing?
Not really. We've sort of slowly, we shot in three installations over the period of more than a year, so we had ample time to think between and to experiment, and the dancers and I to rehearse and to find how we could make a film without Pina, because we had a clear concept for a film with Pina. It was a written concept. I knew exactly what we were going to do. And out of a sudden, from one day to another, that was obsolete. And I actually walked away from the film. I canceled it. And only because the dancers didn't walk away and continued to perform and decided to stay together as a company, that's when they finally roped me back in and I realized there was another film to make with them, together with them. But we had to find what that film was, and that was, well, it was not so much based on improvisation. It was based on a slow process of finding how we could reproduce Pina's eyes and how I could make the film about Pina's eyes that I wanted to do with her, with these dancers that had been the object of her look for so long.
Director Wim Wenders with us. His film Pina, about Pina Bausch and her dance company, is up for Best Documentary at the Oscars. And as I mentioned, as we were introducing you, we're interviewing the creators of all five Oscar-nominated documentaries this week. The subjects are, you know, war, poverty, terrorism, criminal justice, and dance. So should there be a separate category for films like Pina?
It is a documentary. It's clearly a documentary. Even if in front of our cameras, most of the time we had something fictitious, which is choreography, but the film in its structure and in its approach, its attitude is, of course, a documentary. And documentaries these days are the freest art form in movies. We can do things, and we have a freedom in documentaries that I think in the narrative form is not quite there today.
Do you think maybe there should be separate awards for the most socially relevant documentary and the most beautifully done?
Well, you see, a lot of documentaries are done very classically and conventionally, but are about a very, very good cause. But I don't know how you would separate documentaries that have a cause or are socially relevant, because I don't know. In my book, The Art of Pina Bausch is incredibly relevant socially because it's about healing and about who we are, and that is, I think, absolutely relevant in any regard.
Oh, that's really interesting that you say that. I was thinking of last year's awards where everybody seemed to think that the documentary about the artist Banksy was the best movie. It was the best-made movie of the five. But the one that won was the one about the banking system, which was probably the most important.
I think there is, of course, a tradition that inside the documentary members, there is a consensus that mainstream documentary is about political issues and social issues, yes. But it doesn't mean that one year another film can also be selected and represent documentaries. I don't know. It's a democratic process. It's very hard to see. I figure all five films have the same chance of 20% each, and we'll see.
Early in the film, there is archival footage of Pina saying, "There are situations that leave you utterly speechless. Words can't do more than just evoke things. That's where dance comes in." And you use an unusual technique in interviewing the dancers. We watch them looking at or away from the camera while we hear their recollections of working with Pina as voiceover. Was that a way to acknowledge that words were unimportant in her work?
Yes, sort of. and it led to Pina asking me when we were planning our film together to refrain from doing interviews. And in the concept of the film we wanted to do together, there was just no interviews. I was not going to ask Pina to interpret or explain her work. So when we made the film without her, I also never did interviews. But in the end of the editing process, I realized I had made long conversations with each of the dancers about their relationship with Pina. And I liked some of these things, and I figured some of it was important for an audience that had no idea who Pina Bausch was. So instead of interviews, I used this sort of chain of thought, and like you could listen to their thoughts as you watched them. And that was, another way to bring in somebody's ideas.
You've, for all the great movies that you've made, you haven't won an Oscar yet. Do you care?
It is a beautiful recognition, and I would lie if I said I didn't care, and I would lie if I didn't say that I was a little disappointed that Buena Vista Social Club didn't win, but that's it. That's the rule of the game. And I go with less expectations than when we had Buena Vista. I know that in order to vote for Best Documentary, all the members of the Academy can vote, but it is an honor system. Only those who sign that they have seen all five documentaries, which is a beautiful rule, only those who are willing to sign that they have seen all five vote, and not that many people see all the five documentaries, and therefore not that many people vote. And that's why in this category sometimes things happen that nobody expects.
I noticed, by the way, that there's a collection of your early documentaries. It includes Nick's film, Lighting Over Water, from 1979, which was made with the American director Nicholas Ray, as he was dying of terminal cancer. Is capturing great artists' thoughts and works while there's time a theme for your work?
Well, I think the creative process is one of the great adventures left to witness on this planet. With Nick, it was one of these adventures. He wanted to sort of express himself one last time. He knew very clearly that he was going to die. Yeah. And he wanted to create a different image of himself than the image.
Sorry
that
to say
existed.
That we're out of time. Director Wim Wenders, thank you so much for doing this with us. Good luck.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We go out with a little more music used in Pina.